Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
No kids allowed. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Hearing those words as a kid used to be very triggering. Mm-hmm. No kids allowed meant a number of things. You're either too young, you're not mature enough, or you couldn't be trusted.
Can't be trusted.
Which is, it's all true. So much of that is true. And then when you invite children to weddings, you have to be extremely careful. Breezy is putting a no kids allowed rule in place for her wedding on the 29th of August.
Yeah. Listen, guys, I just feel like there are so many kids in our lives between myself and my fiance. And I mean, just me alone, I have 10 kids that are my cousins have had kids, and then they had kids, and it's... they're either babies or toddlers, and I just don't.
You just don't need it.
I don't need it on my wedding day.
You know what I mean?
And my mom is like kind of pushing back against this, and she's like, "No, like you need to have the kids there, like their family." And I'm like, "No, I don't think I do."
Yeah, well, I don't know if they're gonna remember it.
I don't think I do.
Here's the problem, and I can understand why your mom is probably pushing back the same way my mother did when it came to my brother's weddings. It's uncomfortable because your mother-in-law or your mother are gonna have to go to family and explain why so-and-so's kids can't show up. And it makes it very uncomfortable. It puts them in a weird position to do it. People were pushing back on my mother when she was like, they don't want to do it.
Yeah. They're not doing it.
I mean, but at the same time, like my younger brother, I mean, my nieces and nephews were there because they were a part of the wedding.
Correct.
It wasn't an issue.
And like that's, we will have a flower girl. We will have a ring bearer. Those are two kids that will be there.
Oh, so there are two kids that will be at your wedding.
They'll be in the wedding.
Okay.
And then when the ceremony's over, they will be leaving. Sorry.
Not you using them as a prop.
Hopefully. I'm like, you work for me, kid.
Oh, that is so great. You're going to make them leave when the wedding is over with.
Absolutely. It's better for everybody that way. It really is. And I sound like, you know, people could be like, she sounds like a monster. I don't care. I don't. This is something that I'm holding firm on. This is something that means a lot to me. And I'm not anti-kid. I'm just realistic.
Anyone feel like weddings bring out the worst in people? Oh, let's go to the phones. Hello, PXY. What's your name?
Hi, Moose and Breezy. Hi, this is Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, Emily. What's up, girl?
Hi. Nice to good morning.
Emily,
nice to be here with you.
Are you married?
Yes.
You are?
I am.
Did you have kids at your wedding?
I of course did, and I wanted to talk to Breezy about on this topic because, look, Breezy, I got married last year, and I don't agree with you for not having kids at your wedding if they're family.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong.
Let me hear you out on that.
Where Yeah, thank you so much. I've been, obviously, those receptions where someone's toddler is screaming during the first dance, and yeah, it kills the vibe.
It's not it.
But, you know, if it's family, that's different.
So you sound like my mom. She's saying the same thing, and I'm like,
well, how is it different? Because you know a toddler's not going to remember this day.
Correct.
Well, I don't know. Maybe not a toddler, but I just feel like when it's your family, it's not the same as random coworkers bringing their kids. Like, if your cousin or your sibling has little ones, they should be there. That's part of the family memory, you know?
My cousins have a plethora, a gaggle of children. And so does my fiance's cousins. So many kids that it could fill up a baseball team at my wedding, our wedding. And you know what? It's just, dogs are like kids. They're so unpredictable. And I just, or kids are like dogs, I should say. They're so unpredictable. It's interchangeable. And you never know what's going to happen. You never know what noise is going to be made, what disaster is going to happen. And I just want to honestly eliminate that for me, my fiance, and our guests, if I'm being honest. I'm not anti-kid, but also, like, this is our day. This is our place. We make the rules.
They do make the rules.
No, I think you're wrong. I don't agree. Because you don't want your niece or your nephew to grow up seeing photos and realizing they weren't invited to be part of it.
I fear they're not going to care.
I don't think they're going to care. Let me ask you something, Emily. If the roles were reversed and you wanted an adult-only wedding, how would you feel if family ignored that and just brought their kids anyways?
Well, I mean, you can't ignore it. You can't ignore it. That would be rude, you know, but I mean, I'm sorry, Breezy, but you sound kind of selfish on this one.
So my mom is pushing for kids at the ceremony, but not at the reception. And to that I say, that just seems like more of a pain in the ass than anything ever.
Well,
like,
these parents are going to have to take their kids home, come back. I mean, how's that going to work?
Yeah. So fortunately enough, we're getting married at my parents' house in their backyard. And my mom's sister, who basically is the grandma to all of these children, only lives three houses down. So there could be a sitter on hand at that house, which is fine. And I'm kind of open to the idea. But I just also feel like if you're going to have no kids, have no kids. I hate this, like, half-ass, like, towing the line of, like, maybe, maybe not.
Well, because you're trying to cater to everyone.
And that's, like, it's my day, and I shouldn't have to do that. And if that makes me sound selfish, so be it.
I think that's messed up. You keep saying it's my day, but weddings aren't just about the bride. They're about families coming together. And if your family has little kids, that's part of it.
The family is only coming together because of me, respectfully. Sorry.
Yeah, this is a tough conversation to have with her, Emily, because she's not going to.
Yeah, whatever you
say,
I have something to say. So don't even go there with me. But I hear you and I understand. And you sound like my mom. Not that my mom's like this huge pusher or anything, but she's definitely like, you have to have so-and-so there. And here's the other tricky part that I didn't even mention yet. We are going to ask a ring bearer and a flower girl, and those are children, and they will be there. So the audible gasp is sending me to the moon. But I don't know. I just.
Well, listen, Emily.
Didn't make the cut.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
I appreciate you calling in and sharing your angle on this.
Thank you, Breezy. Just do the right thing.
Okay.
Have a good day, guys.
Okay, Emily. Talk soon. Bye.
I have Charlotte weighing in.
She said, the right thing.
I have Charlotte weighing in. She says, girl, my own kid isn't even coming to my reception. Don't worry about it. Period.
Natalie says, my sister didn't invite my kids to her wedding, and it caused a huge fight. We didn't talk for a year. Family should come first. I think Emily sounds a little entitled. It's not your wedding. If the couple says no kids, that's it. Find a sitter or stay home.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
What's this guy's name? Rick. I'm all about family, but I think people confuse family with obligation. You can love your family and still have boundaries.
Correct.
That's right.
And those boundaries will be put in place on August 29th.
That's right.
So come through.
Take PXY mornings with you.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow on the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98
PXY. I can't remember if we talked about this or not, but there are new developments coming out for a student that was charged for bringing an airsoft gun to Penfield High School, according to the Monroe County Sheriff's Office. Deputy Dave Marcucci said that the school was contacted the sheriff's office to report a juvenile student in possession of what appeared to be an airsoft gun, and deputies confirmed that it was indeed an airsoft gun. The student cooperated with the investigation and there was no threats that were made, but the student also was charged with unlawful possession of weapons by persons under the age of 16. So they were charged. The incident came less than 1 week after some parents voiced concerns about safety and security during the Penfield Board of Education meeting. So, I mean, if that's not irony, I'm not really sure what is.
Right, right.
I think it just goes back to safety in schools. I feel like we grew up in a different time, although when I was in school, there was a situation where a student brought a gun to school died by suicide in school with us there.
While you were there?
Yes. And it was horrifying and it was scary and it was so one-off at the time because school shootings back then weren't as prevalent as they are now, which is crazy that I'm even saying that, right? Like, school shootings are more common today than they were my freshman year in the year of 2009. Mm-hmm. But it's just, it's insane.
I think parents were really upset how Penfield High School handled the situation.
Sure. And going back to what I just said about a couple days prior of someone voicing concerns and then two or three days later, this happening. And I don't know if their concerns were heard or met or whatever, but they have valid arguments, clearly.
Oh, 100%.
So.
Yeah, I'm not a parent, but I listen in on what some of these parents actually had to say and what their concerns were. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense.
Right.
I can understand why you're pissed. Sure. Right.
Absolutely.
Speaking of parents, would you cut your kid off financially if they picked a major you thought was a total waste of time? Because a mom named Olivia, she messaged us. I'm reading this message. She says her husband put conditions on their daughter's college fund, and it's turning into a full-blown family war. Mm. I'll share with you coming up the message and hear what you guys think. Coming up next for Parental Confidential on PXY Mornings.
Is free
and always will be.
Peaks White Mornings, Moose Breezy got a message from a mom by the name of Olivia who says her husband told their 17-year-old daughter, that if she doesn't major in something useful, he's not paying for college.
Sure.
She wants to study film, says it's her dream. Dad says, I'm not wasting my money so you can make TikToks for a living.
Okay, Dad, I hear that's not how that one works, but sounds good.
Honestly, we would love to hear from parents this morning, especially if you plan on funding your child's education.
Mm-hmm.
585-252-9800. Would you cut off your kid financially if they picked a major you thought was a waste of time? Olivia says, hi, Moose and Breezy. I'm hoping to get some perspective on a huge fight happening in my house right now. Also, thank you for reading this. My husband and I have a 17-year-old daughter who's been applying to colleges. She's always been artistic. She loves movies, photography, and storytelling.
Okay.
She wants to major in film and media production. The problem is my husband told her if she doesn't pick something useful, like business or engineering, he's not paying for college.
Sure.
His exact words were, I'm not dropping $100,000 so you can play around with cameras for 4 years. Our daughter was honestly heartbroken, and she said, you always tell me to follow my dreams, but only if they're dreams that you like.
Right.
And honestly, she's right. He's being completely dismissive. I get wanting her to be realistic about her future, but this feels more like control than guidance. I told him it's her life, not yours, and now he says I'm undermining him as a parent. Forgive me for airing out my dirty laundry, you guys. I'm just at a loss of how to handle this because I feel like he's using the college fund issue as a threat. I understand where my husband's coming from, but I'm also siding with my daughter. If you're paying for college, do you get a say in what your kid studies? Would love to hear from strangers on my situation. Thank you.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Guys, what do you think? I mean, parents supporting their kids in their passion is... and what they want to do in life, I think it's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't tell you how nervous I was to tell my parents, especially my father, that I was going to go pursue a career in LA and peace out.
Mm-hmm.
But my dad actually telling me to go chase my dream and give it a shot, oh my God, that meant the world to me. I think it's...
He was moved to tears.
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to go find myself. He's like, I found you.
He's like, you're right here.
I think it's important to have the support of the people you love. But, you know, not everyone's that lucky.
Correct.
So I would love everyone to be honest this morning, especially parents who have helped or plan on helping your kid financially for college. If they picked a major you thought was a waste of time, would you cut them off?
I think cutting them off is a little extreme. I think having a strong hand in actively maybe pushing them towards something else, because... this is prevalent today more than ever before. These kids are going to college. They're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on degrees that they literally never use. Never
because,
use.
Right. Because in my opinion, everyone's playing it safe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You mean by like going to college?
Yeah, you're going to college and you're majoring in something you don't even really want to do. You're doing it because it's practical.
Correct.
Is that really what you want to do? Is that what you're passionate about? Is that what lights a fire under your ass? If not, of course it's a waste of money.
Right. 150%.
Let me go over to a couple people weighing in. Maria's here first. If my kid had a passion and a plan, I would back them 100%. But if she's just finding herself on my dime, no. College is too expensive to be a 4-year vacation. It sounds like she is serious about it, though, and dad doesn't believe in her daughter, which is also sad. Rich says, good morning, guys. This is the exact argument I'm having at home with my 16-year-old daughter. She wants to study acting. Dad's not wrong here. Film and entertainment is a brutal industry. You don't dump $100,000 into a degree with a 1-2% job success rate. She can chase her dream after she gets something stable under her belt. I actually disagree with that. If you're going to drop $100,000 on college, your kid might as well love what they're doing. That's the point I'm making.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they might fail, but at least they failed trying to at something that they cared about.
Right.
Because I think, personally, it's way more heartbreaking to fail at something you didn't even want to do in the first place, but
Correct.
You did it because you thought it was more practical.
Correct. Yeah. And the whole thing of like, well, why don't you just do this one thing and then chase your dreams afterwards? Reality hits you so hard in the face after you're done with college because you're like, oh, now I have to find a job. Now I have to pay back those loans. Now I have to do things to survive. There is no time.
There's no time.
I'm sorry. There's no time.
There's no time. Michelle says, Moose and Breezy, I actually think that both sides are right. College is expensive and art degrees can be risky, but you can't crush a kid's dream before they've even had a chance to try. Let her fail or succeed on her own terms. I know. And listen, I get for a parent, if they're going to be dishing out a buttload of money because college is expensive, I understand why you think it might seem risky. I get that. But it's their dream. It's not yours. Let's go over to Lauren on the phone. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. What are your thoughts on this?
So I went to college for veterinary medicine, and I paid for it myself because I didn't really know if I was going to do it. You know, it was a dream of mine. It's not the most viable financially, so I never expected my parents to pay for it, one, because they raised me, and I wanted to kind of skip all of that stress at home. You know, they're not comfortable paying for it and I want to do it, I figured it out.
Correct.
And, you know, she has the option for her dad to pay for it, but you think, honestly, what's the move here? Dad, save your money. I'm going to do what I want to do.
She truly, truly believes in her goal. Don't let anybody decide for her. She can find a way herself. And there are options out there for people. There are a lot of resources out there. If she truly wants to do this and she doesn't want someone else to decide what to do with her life, she can figure it out. And I promise there are ways to figure it out.
Yes, there is. Yeah. Great, great angle. I appreciate you calling in, Lauren.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks.
Let me go over it. So if you guys are just joining us, we got a message from Olivia. Her daughter wants to major in film and media production. Mom says, chase those dreams, sweetie. Dad says, nope, I'm not paying for it.
Yeah.
Find something more practical or I'm not going to send you to college on my dime. Tim says, creative careers are real jobs if you actually work for it. I've been in production for about 6 years. I love it. Had the same argument with my dad when I wanted to go away to school. I say follow your dreams because that's what they are. They're your dreams, not your dad's. Good luck. Yeah, I say the same thing.
Yeah, you're not going to live life for your parents. And I mean, God willing, you probably will outlive your parents. So
you got to live the life.
One day and they're not here and you're like, what am I doing?
Yeah,
what am I doing?
You got to live the life you want to live. I can't even begin to tell you the amount of stories and people. Like just highlighting their day to day on Instagram, and they look so depressed,
right?
Because they're living somebody else's dream. They're just they chose a career that was safe, and they went with it. But at the end of the day, is that really what makes you? Is that what makes you happy?
9 times out of 10, no.
Olivia, thank you so much for the message and to you guys texting in and the calls. Listen, every parent wants their kid to have stability. I get that. And I'm sure it's scary for any parent who hears that their kid wants to get into the arts or be a pro athlete. The chances are slim, yes. But it does help to just guide them and follow through and have their back. And it helps to allow them to just at least try because that's how they truly learned who they are. You know, they may fail, but struggle is a huge part of life. And if they don't want to pay for it, I suggest you figure out how to do it yourself.
Correct.
We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy.
98 PXY traffic.
590 southbound, very heavy this morning. You hit the lanes in Irondequoit around Ridge Road, and then it just crawls.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.